Abraham Lincoln declared that Thanksgiving should be a national day of giving thanks and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens. And that day is this Thursday. It's when we stop and reflect on all the blessings our heaven-dwelling Father has placed upon us. But as you know, Thanksgiving is not the only time we should be thankful. In fact, the Apostle Paul tells us that everything we do should be done in the attitude of thankfulness. Colossians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." The key to having a thankful heart is in having an informed heart. Paul tells us to let the word of Christ dwell in us richly. The more the word of Christ dwells in us, the more apt we will be to have a heart of thanks. So our ability to give thanks in richer and deeper ways is tied to what is dwelling in us. More of Christ means a greater understanding of why we should be thankful, which results in a thankful heart. And the word of Christ that does dwell in us is meant to be shared with others. So this Thanksgiving, don't forget to let the word of Christ be known at your table, at your gathering. And don't just fill your stomachs, fill your heart with thanks. Today, please pray for John Herring and his family, our missionaries in Missouri. Also, remember the Dongmei Life Word broadcast heard in Ghana.